My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, fear of man. In this past week, really over since before Christmas, struggling with being short with my kids. I've got like a few questions in me, and then I hit my like breaking point, which is my barking point, and I just snap at them, and I hate it, and I return to it. So that's how you can pray for me. Over the break, I've got this son. He's not quite five yet, just shy of it. His name's Hill. You probably heard me talk about him before, but he said something. I want to tell it to you. So we have this, there's this neighborhood cat. Actually, there's a few. I don't know if anybody lives in my neighborhood. Tell me if you own the white one with orange, but he will come into our backyard and not only uses it as a like grandeur litter box, but he also, as a neighborhood cat, he's somewhat, the kids think he's cute. He's friendly to an extent. He'll like come and brush up against your leg and then he flops over on his back and acts like he wants you to rub his belly or whatever cats like. I'm not into that really, but he seems to want that. And so my kids are like, oh, hi kitty. And they give him a name. And as they reach to pet him, this stinking cat bites my kids. And like claws them. He like curls up in a ball and like rakes his claws. He's a, you know, neighborhood cat, so he's not an indoor one. So he's got claws, bites them. And I'm like, dude, I don't know, no tags. So I'm like, do I need to take my kids in to get a shot? Or like, what do I do with this? And he comes persistently. And so I've told my kids, hey, we don't like that cat. The white cat, we don't like, you can hate sin, Satan, and the white cat's pushing his luck. And so I'm like, we don't like the white cat. And Hill said, hey, I haven't seen the white cat in a while. And I said, don't worry, that's a good thing. Because I chase him off when he gets back there. And he said, well, but I do like him. I said, no, Hill, that's the one that bites you and scratches you. And he sat there for a second and he goes, Dad, how do you say don't bite me in meow language? And I love that for two reasons. One, like kids are amazing. The stuff that they say, I'm like, that's awesome that you think that and that you have mercy towards this cat. You're still trying to stick out an olive branch and you want to communicate with him. And two, he said it and I was like, that's the gospel. That is what our God did. You see, we're also these kind of cute and kind of harmful creatures. It looked nice enough, but if you get close to them, they'll really just wound you. I know I do. I'm sure you do too. They hurt. We hurt. We're cute. We've got our moments. And God sees us in that predicament. And he knows he can't just show up on the stage, God in full splendor and all of his glory. We would die if we laid hold of him in his full glory because we have sin and he's holy. And so God the Father turns to God the Son and says, I need you to go tell him I love him in meow language. I need you to go get down there. And so God the Son took on flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. We just celebrated this at Christmas. We remembered that God took on flesh to come and speak our language, to come and dwell among us and tell us who God truly is. He says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Some pretty bold language, unless you are God in flesh. Lived a sinless life that we could not live as these cute but fallen creatures. Died the death that we deserve and then rose again victorious over sin, death, and Satan. That whoever would place their faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of sins would not be better, but would be new. Altogether new. That's what God did for us. He took on flesh, became one of us to rescue us and ransom us. And that's what this place is. Make no mistake, regeneration's never healed a soul. The workbooks, the big group time, your small groups, it's beneficial. God is the one who changes. He is the one at work. Now God, the Spirit at work in you and among you. And here's what I want you to hear tonight, because this is the first time we've regathered since the new year. I want you to know that in 2005, December of 2005, through a full year later to 2006, I had both the worst year of my life and the best year of my life. The first half, I had a gun to my head. I was suicidal, alcoholic, depressed, insomniac, horrific, demonic nightmares. I couldn't eat. I stopped going to work. I was drinking with homeless guys. And then the second half, I was full of purpose and sober and hopeful and redeemed. I was leading a Bible study. I quit my job and went and got discipled. I started working for that discipleship thing, like all within the course of a year. And the reason why I tell you that is because that's what God can do. In 1 year, no matter what brought you through the door, no matter where you are in life, no matter what has happened to you in the past, this can be the year that you will never be the same. If you take those broken pieces, you take the divorce, the addiction, the abuse, the brokenness, the harms you've done to others, the harms they've done to you, you take it all and you just give it to God. And you say, this is what I've got. I don't have good works. I don't have good motives. I've got brokenness. This is what I have to offer you. And he says, good, good. Give me that. And I will repurpose everything for you to give you a new life, a whole new life. And he can do it within a 1 year time frame. He can do it sooner than that. But my question to you tonight is, would you give God 1 year? You've tried it your way for quite a bit of time. For me, I tried it 30 years. And then finally a buddy said, would you give God 1 year? And I said, yes. And my life has never been the same. And so it's 2019, y'all. Your resolutions, they probably won't make it out of January. Mine didn't. It's like January 7th and I've already dropped the ball. But if you seek God, he'll make all things new. He lives to do it. It says in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so what he did in my life, in your leaders' lives, and for the last 2,000 years' lives, his promises are true for you tonight and this year. So you look for him, pray to him, ask him, would you heal me? Would you make me new? And I promise you, because he promises you, he will. And from 2019 on, your life will never be the same. Welcome to Regeneration.